Let me set it up for you, if Bob didn't hear it. Okay, this guy teaches, you know, there's a number of teachings in the Bible where it says, there shall be two men, one taken and one left. Two women grinding at the mill, one taken, one left. There should be two in the field, or whatever. One taken, one left, okay? Now, I know what that means. I covered that in my rapture paper, I believe, but anyway. But so now they came up with this idea that the one taken is the elect and the one left behind is... That's what it is. They came up with this idea that the one who is taken is the new man. And in other words, we are a new creature in Christ if you're spiritually converted and now have set your heart to obey God. So the one man taken is the new man. And the man left behind is the old man with his sins and his evil ways and his lies and all of that stuff. That's what he's left behind. The two women. One has been renewed through God's Spirit to think and be a different person. That person is accepted or taken by God. But the old part of the woman, same woman, see? The old part of the woman is left behind. All right. Now, I'm going to cover this in a slight way today, but not specifically. But you'll be able to wrap your mind around it with today's study. Now, so... First of all, do we have a clear scripture anyway that indicates that the old sinful person in nature that you had or was is now being transformed into a new and better spiritual thinking person who can, you know, forgive and love and not want to kill all these enemies and do all of this stuff? Is there a scripture anywhere that shows that these are two different people, or calls them two people, two men, two women? No, there's not. No, there is not. So, do we have parables that talk about one group which has got to go through judgment, okay, correction, judgment, fire, and another group that will be accepted into the kingdom? Yes, every parable there is, all parables show that, okay? Never does it refer to the old person, to the old man, as a separate person. Like you are two different people. You are this person and you are that person. No, you become a new creature, and because you still have carnality in you, you know. They would say, they could argue this, that, well, yeah, but when you're resurrected. This isn't even talking about a resurrection. It's talking about two living people are working out in the field. I mean, they haven't even died yet. You might say, well, with those that are alive and remain, it's talking about those. All right, let's look at a parable. Where is it? Where is the parable? Oh, no, wait, I brought my paper. I can find it. I brought my paper. The dragnet. Where's the dragnet? The dragnet, 1348, Matthew 13. We don't need to put this on the form because I'm going to type this up and put it on the form, okay? Okay.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah, let it go. He's going to make it.
Okay, here's the parable that popped in mind when I read that stuff. Again, the kingdom of God is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered in every kind of fish. And when it was full, they pulled it up to the shore, sat down, and they gathered the good into vessels, went home and had fried fish for dinner, okay? the bad, they cast away. I'm sure they cast them back in the water. They didn't let them lay on the shore to rot and stink and all of that. Okay, they're cast away. Which, when it was full, they drew ashore, so, and the good they kept, bad they passed away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. This is not the same person. God does not sever the wicked in the person from the just. You see? And why is that? Well, you'll see in a second. This whole thing explains it. Angels shall gather together the wicked, shall sever the wicked from the just. This is the same as the sheep from the goats in Matthew 25, right? The sheep is not the goat, and the goat is not, he's not separating the goat out of the one sheep. You see? It's two groups of people. And shall cast them, see, the wicked ones that are said, cast them in a furnace of fire. And there should be wailing and gnashing of teeth. How can this be the same person? The one is accepted into the kingdom. The angels are pulling out those that are going to go into the kingdom. And those that are not go into judgment where there's weeping, gnashing of teeth. Now, if that's the same person, he can't be brought out of the kingdom, out of the world into the kingdom of God and go into judgment and have gnashing of teeth at the same time. This is the thing that Mike Vincent cannot understand. And I explained this. This is where they didn't get it. I mean, I explained it and they didn't get it. I said, Mike Vincent teaches this thing. The sower goes out and sows wheat. And lo and behold, sometime thereafter, an enemy comes and sows tares among the wheat. The wheat didn't turn into tares, and the tares didn't turn into wheat. Tares never turn into wheat. Tares are useless weeds that when they're growing up, they look just like wheat. But they'll never develop heads of grain like wheat. They're weeds. So in the parable, the superintendent of farm or whatever comes into the owner and says, I went out and behold, somebody sowed a bunch of tares among our good wheat. Should I get the men to go out and pull those tares out? And he said, no, don't do that. They're young and tender now. You'll pull the good wheat out with the weeds. He said, let them both grow up together. Okay? Together. And then we'll gather in the wheat one location and the tares in another location, okay, and burn them up. Okay? It's two separate things. There's tares and wheat. This is not one thing. This is two different things. It can't be the same person. You see? One is the children of the kingdom, and it says the other is the children of the evil one. Two different groups. Now I explained that. They didn't get it. He wrote back and said, well, that thing with Mike didn't help me at all. I mean, I'm not following Mike. I said, well, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. See? It did explain it. They just didn't get it. So, this one taken and one left, then they came up with this theory of 50-50. It's nonsense. You got 10 virgins, right? 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. 50-50. Now, the 5 that were wise and had oil in their lamps so they could go out in the dark and see where they were going and welcome the bridegroom, you know, they were prepared. The 5 foolish ones were not prepared, okay? Now, notice it said they both slept. All 10 of them went to sleep. All 10 of them. But when the alarm went out that the bridegroom was coming, the 5 who had oils in their lamps, trimmed their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom. The others said, wait, we don't have any oil for our lamp. And they said, well, go buy some. And they said, it'll be too late. There's another 50-50 split, right? 5 and 5. The 50-50 has nothing to do with it being the same person. Nothing at all. So anyway, so it's heresy. And like I said, unfortunately, see what happens is, you know, I'll tell you what happens, and I don't mean to put people down, but they get this little thing and they think they discovered some truth. That's the whole thing with Mike. It just became a thing of vanity. He's learning these truths. And I look at everything that he came up with that I didn't help him with, that he came up, and every one of them is heresy. Every one of his teachings, I mean, I don't know what his little sessions are about. I'm talking about where he publishes on his internet and so on. It's all heresy. So we have to be careful that, you know, this doesn't become, you know, a point of vanity. Every time you think you learn some little thing, you say, oh, God's dealing with me. You know, hey, look at me. I know spiritual. Let me teach you something. That's what all these people do on the forum. They all want to be spiritual leaders and looked up to as though God's dealing with them, and they know secret knowledge. All of them that want to teach.
Oh, yeah, that's all that want to teach. Right?
We had a whole group leave recently because we would not allow them to teach.
Good.
Whole group.
Good. I mean, I won't feel bad if every last one of them leaves. You know, people say, well, in other words, you're saying there are no 7,000 others and so on and so on. I said, look, if you're one of the 7,000, I answered a guy last week. I said, if you're one of the 7,000, I said, you go open a website and you teach to your heart's content. But not on my website.
Yeah, get your own form.
You know? We don't allow teaching. But what if it's the truth? I don't have time to spend the rest of my life reading every post to see if it's heresy or not. And then after I find it is heresy, then I've got to write a whole article showing that it is heresy. And there's 500 other people. But no! Gosh! Can people see that? You know? You know, it's tantamount to somebody going into somebody's store and saying, can I sell my merchandise over here on this counter of yours? No! Get your own store. Pay your own rent. Oh, but I have good merchandise. Well, maybe you do, but you ain't going to sell it in my store. Besides, everything we have in our store, we don't sell it, do we? We give it away.
And so this thing about 50-50, that's equally wrong.
Yes. It's not saying that there's a 50-50 split. He didn't say five foolish virgins represents the many called and the five wise represents the few chosen. He didn't say that. There's a lot the Bible doesn't say. Why? Because it doesn't even explain these things so that those who are hard-hearted will go backwards and fall and stumble over these words and make heretics out of them. You see?